Dolphins coach plays 8 Jay-Z songs at practice after Kenny Stills criticizes social justice deal. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2019. The Miami Dolphins have a new head coach this year, and he is apparently not shy about using music to send a message to his players. On Tuesday, one day after Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills ripped Jay-Z for not reaching out to him, or original anthem protester Colin Kaepernick, prior to signing an entertainment-slash-social justice deal with the NFL, Dolphins coach Brian Flores played 8 consecutive Jay-Z songs at practice. The playlist for the practice, which is chosen by Flores, included the following Jay-Z songs. Some put the number at 6. In any event, a highly unusual number of Jay-Z songs were played at the start of practice, which would seem like way too much of a coincidence after Stills, one of the few remaining anthem protesters, made these comments about Jay-Z. Why would Flores feel the need to throw shade at Stills? Flores was no fan of how Stills chose to handle a disagreement with Dolphins owner and Trump supporter Stephen Ross earlier this month. Stills took a shot at Ross on Twitter, for what he seemed to believe was a contradiction in leading a nonprofit aimed at promoting equality, while also hosting a fundraiser for President Trump. Flores was critical of Stills for taking a shot at Ross publicly, instead of approaching him privately. However, according to a team spokesperson, the song selection was not intended to send a message to Stills. So, at least 6 consecutive Jay-Z songs one day after Stills criticized Jay-Z, was apparently an accident. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.